Freedom!
Beatbox, come on!
Just rang this morning.
For 16 years, the Bronx-based Foursome Universes has been honing an idiosyncratic blend of dance, spoken word, a cappella, and theater. Their show Slanguage was an off-Broadway and touring hit. Their latest show, Ameriville, takes its inspiration from Hurricane Katrina. It's running now at the Paramount Theater in Boston, and three of the four gave us a private performance backstage.
Come on!
If I'm dreaming, I must be asleep. Somebody wake me up. If I'm dreaming, I must be asleep. Somebody wake me
I have a dream.
If I'm dreaming, I must be asleep. Somebody wake me up. If I'm dreaming, I must be asleep. Somebody wake me up.
Here I come.
How do you guys keep that up for a whole show?
The show is like an hour and a half jog for us.
Yes.
That's all.
And sometimes it's a sprint.
That's kind of how we got to think about it when we go into it every day. You know, like it's workout time. So we just get on stage and do our workout. And there's just people watching.
Right. My name is Mildred Ruiz Sapp.
My name is Ninja, a.k.a. William.
I thought you were going, my name is.
No, that's what you're doing.
Who? My name is Stephen Sapp.
And you are?
Universes.
U-N-I-V-E-R-S-E-S.
Not to be confused with the universe, which is also us, but we don't go by the universes.
We try to roll that big, though. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Could you tell me about where that number falls in the show and what it means?
The opening part, the freedom, where we do the whole that freedom section, it comes towards the end of the show. And it's, you know, meant to uplift us and to bring everybody together at the end of the show. During Ameriville, in Ameriville, we try to talk about how our country needs to stop looking at itself as a giant superpower and a bunch of states or a bunch of religions and a bunch of political, you know, parties and all of these things that divide us and look at ourselves as a village.
From the back roads and the backwoods of America's backward thinking comes a backlash that you can't take back. And I got my back up against the wall and a knife in my back and a back pocket of unused words. Whatever I say can be used against me and I can't take it back. So I fight back with enough back talk to push your wig back and lay you flat on your back. So back up, but wait, let me backtrack.
The play as a whole is kind of like a look at the country through the lens of Hurricane Katrina. The first opening 10 minutes is really looking at the actual hurricane itself and some of the victims of it. We start from there and then we branch out into the country as a whole. We use that as a launching point to look at gentrification and look at racism and look at soldiers coming back from war. Look at the social ills of the country through that lens.
Yes. You went and lived in New Orleans for a time as you were researching this piece, right?
Well, we didn't live there when we were doing the research. One of our members moved there after the show opened.
Okay.
But we went down there twice.
We were there before, a couple of times.
Well, before the hurricane and then afterwards. And just really got a chance to really meet certain people. We met a group of kids, and one of the kids said to me, "There's nothing in New Orleans for us." And there were always a couple of them were talking about getting out. And one kid in particular said, "If I leave, who's going to bring New Orleans back? It's my responsibility to stay." And he was 16, 15. My responsibility is to stay. And that worked its way into the show.
I hear Junior tuning up, playing horn was his game. Born with a silver trumpet in his mouth. When Junior tuned up, you could hear him clean across the river.
In a couple of sentences, what are you trying to say about America with this show?
What we're trying to say is that we've not done a good job of working together and being one nation. We've done a very bad job of it, and we've put people in charge to do it for us. That's a mistake.
There's a song in the show that goes, "Don't make no difference what side of the fence you're standing on. We're all in the same boat, baby, so we got to get our paddle on." So we all in the same boat together. And if we don't come together as a nation, we will slowly crumble.
And the water just keeps rising. You know, it rises, whether it's, you know, literally water, or it's rising because of our economic issues or our health problems or our educational issues. Those are all water levels that we're tracking, and they just keep rising, and the intensity of who we are as a nation just keeps getting more intense, and we keep getting more divided. And I think that it's, you know, it's time for everybody to realize that no matter what, we're all in that same boat. And everybody's got to row. And that's just the bottom line, right? Everybody row.
Who's that creeping in my window? Pow.
Nobody now.
Fried neck bones and some home fries. I hear.
That sound good.
Well, thank you very much. You guys are playing here for a week?
Yes. We are here till March 18th.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I hope to see you all.
Ameriville is in Boston now at the Paramount Theater. More information at radioboston.org.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
I'm Adam Ragusa. Join us again for more Radio Boston tomorrow.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great day.